Hey everybody, heads up. I didn't realize that this episode comes out before Commander Sealed. I miscalculated the dates, and it turns out that we are actually going to be at Commander Sealed this week. I'll be there as of Thursday the 12th, and we'll be doing a live Am I the Bowlcast at noon in the Treaty Room on Sunday, September 15th. So make sure to come say hi to the Bowlcast crew wherever you see us around the con. And don't forget, I'll be doing my hour of stand-up comedy on Friday, September 13th. Oh, spooky. Rachel Days will be opening for me. I believe that's going to be at 8 p.m. in the Treaty Room. No tickets necessary. If you are already coming to Commander Sealed and you have a badge, you're good to come in. So yeah, see you all in Rochester, New York in time for Commander Sealed. And now check out this new episode of Am I the Bowlcast, just in time to meet some folks down in New York. Thanks for listening. Cheers, baby. Oh, cheers. Who am I? Who is this guy? Okay, bye now. Listening to Am I the Bowlcast, the only Magic the Gathering podcast in the world, period. Full stop. Don't even get me friggin' started, buddy. I'm your host, Mike Carrozza. With me, as always, my co-host, it's Michael Solani. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mike. I just bought a portal to Phyrexia, and I plan to cheat it out in a move that will make me surely the most beloved person at the table.
Well, you'll love to see it. Also joining us today is our producer and mega genius, Morgan Sanchez. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going, Carrozza? I'm doing all right. I'm doing more than all right. I'm going nuts. If I can be perfectly honest about it.
You texted me, something came in the mail, and I know exactly where this is going.
And it was nuts. It was nuts. It was unbelievably nuts. Finally, after at least 102 days, I got my Bloomberg precons. Three of which are going to the wonderful Andy Zupke, who is our pre-con king over at EDH Rec. You can check out his pre-con reviews and upgrade guides there. But the squirrel deck is all mine, because let me tell you,
gorgeous.
I am 110% the squirrel girl. Hazel is my boo, and I have Camilla on the way from Cardsphere. I have two Camillas on the way. I have the showcase one and the regular foil.
God damn. The showcase one.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the squirrel house, that's in the nut house.
That's a spicy.
That's a lot of nuts.
Camilla, that's so many nuts. Which showcase are we talking about? The anime looking one, or the
too many nuts. That's crazy. One. That's crazy, actually.
That's what I was saying. The $140 one. I was like, oh my God. I didn't realize that she got a
Mike, you should know the reason why those anime Bloomborough commanders are so expensive.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the reason
why. It's because every single furry in the world is an IT professional with disposable income upwards of $200,000.
Okay, well, here's the thing. How do I get that? Because I want that money.
How do you get theft?
Well, first, you have to be a furry, and secondly, be the IT professional.
Okay, so I can't do that, so I guess I'll be poor. All right, well, look, I'm proud of you for getting your deck. So, look, it might be late, but at least you'll have it. I appreciate you getting it. And you're getting Camilla to replace Hazel? Camilla is a scary commander, that's for sure.
I don't want to say replace, because that sounds bad. Okay. I want all my squirrely girlies like in the same house, in the same nut house.
Okay, you want her to usurp Hazel.
That's, I need her to be there. I need her to be there, because my Golgari squirrel girlies, that's like a tongue twister a little bit, if you want to try that out.
You need her to nut up, okay, is what you're saying.
Right. And wow. I guess for me, like, if we're talking about like squirrel girl archetypes, I want like the menacing squirrel girl. I want the one that gives my squirrels menace. Okay. It's a little bit more aggressive.
Okay. I hear you. So wait, so I'm going to guess where you got your squirrel girl. I'm just going to say it, because you're probably the biggest user of it. In our little host gang over here, because you be getting packages.
Trust.
Am I crazy?
Packages full of nuts.
God damn it.
It's too easy, Mike. It's too easy.
Yeah.
Is it safe to ask whether or not you got Camellia from Cardsphere.com?
It is exactly from Cardsphere.com. Both of them.
Of course it was.
Cardsphere, get your cards here.
Cardsphere, get your cards here. Cardsphere.com. Well, look, you can get, I mean, look, we've got a referral code in our description for Cardsphere, so we're already big fans of Cardsphere. But Morgan shows us week after week, by which I mean bi-weekly, that she be getting stuff. Morgan always finds what she's looking for on Cardsphere, and I will find things that I'm looking for, and they get. Last time I used Cardsphere, I got a rotten mouth viper before the set even dropped. I wasn't even expecting it to come so quickly. I put it in my wants. I wanted a foil rotten mouth viper. I said, okay, I'll offer this much for it. That's how much it should hit once, you know, the set releases and people start opening more of them. And I got one like 3 days before. It was immediately there. I was like, wow, okay. Somebody wanted to get rid of this immediately.
Mike, that's illegal. Here, like, you're not allowed to do that. Breaking street date like that? That's like leaking classified documents on the War Thunder forums. You can't do it.
But it's card trading. You know what I mean? They opened it at a pre-release. They sold it for trading. I'm in. They're not a retailer.
What I think is like the best thing about Cardsphere 2 is that it'll be like tonight. It'll be like 1 a.m. I'll have finished playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla and be like, you know what? I want, what about like these old like cards from Torment or something weird? I'll think about it and I'll look oh, okay, I don't want to buy them right now, but I'll add them to my wants list. You know, maybe I'll offer like 70% of something for this one card. And then, you know, so you're not like committing to the purchase, but you're like committing to the idea of it maybe. And then maybe the next day somebody sends it to you and you're like, okay, cool. Like now it's on the way. Now I commit.
Speaking of weird cards from Judgment, I played against the perhaps oldest EDH deck possible yesterday.
Oh.
Had cards like Bubble Matrix in it. You know, the 4-mana artifact that reduces all creature damage to 0. And by with that, I mean damage to creatures to 0, which was really fun for the Fire Song player in this in the pod, because suddenly none of his things did anything anymore.
Wild. Bubble Matrix, what a card to call out. Excited to hear it about
it. It was so strange. The guy was actually playing Urza's Glasses. He did look at my hand with Urza's Glasses. And then he Urza's Glasses to someone else, and he's like, one of those large gaming tables that we use for Warhammer, because event had like overgrown and we had to go into the basement. So he targets like the person sitting next to me. He's like, look, I don't want to look at that guy's hand. Instead, you look at that guy's hand and just tell me what's in it. And
I looked at him. That's a whole crime.
Literally, you targeted an opponent, but like I looked at it and then I looked up to him and I gave him the nod that a doctor gives to a parent when their child's not gonna make it, you know, like the no, nothing in here for you, buddy.
Oh no, why'd you have to phrase it like that?
I mean, that's about as close as it's gonna get for some people in terms of an analogy, so
well, I'm glad we could provide that then.
Great deck. He tried to go infinite with Basalt Monolith, a card that nobody uses fairly.
I remember using it very poorly when I had a Derevi deck, and people were like, oh, so you're just gonna do that? I was like, wait, you can do that? This was early days of Commander for me. But look, I appreciate old cards. I like that we can get them at all times of the day. Living life, we out here, appreciate it. I just want to say that, Morgan, since you've got your deck all sleeved up and ready to go, and Camellia is in the rightful place at the helm of the deck.
In the Nut Throne.
I just want to ask, did you have fun playing the deck at Commander Sealed?
I will have fun playing it at Commander Sealed.
Yeah, see, it's difficult recording these in advance because I want to ask a question about the thing and be like, we were there, but also we're going to be there, and also awesome.
We're
thanks
there
for
now.
Coming out to the live show, everybody.
And let me tell you, as a man with a time machine, this gets incredibly confusing. Sorry, Ken.
Yeah. Sorry, Ken. Okay. Well, that's a nice enough time to... Sorry, Ken. You're going to start playing... Okay, well, don't pause the phone. You got to let it play. Ken, what are you doing? What are you?
It's okay. Ringing off the hook, guys. We got to do
it's
something.
Off the hook. Okay, we should go to. We'll go to the interview.
My car's extended warranty.
Let's find out who's on the lines. We'll be right back. Caller on the line. You're on. Am I the Bullcast? Who do we got?
It's Davey.
Davey, the heckin' murder queen over here.
<Davey's>...
Hey, Davey, welcome to the show. Well, it's fun to have a familiar voice calling in. How you been?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How you been?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right. I went to the gym and injured myself. Little scratch. It's not a big deal. We're happy that I'm doing the gym thing, though.
Yes.
How are things with you? What have you been up to? What are you working on these days?
Well, you know, I've also been to the gym.
Good. Okay, good for us.
Toning up. Yes, exactly. Working on that mental health thing, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Making sure that the endorphins are firing.
Yes, exactly. Because there's not enough cabal coffers on Earth to make the endorphins work.
Oh no! Yeah, I've got a couple cabal coffers, and I'm sorry. I have to say, I can't part with them. I wish I could let you have them, but I'm also addicted to the cabal coffers. That's your reputation. You know, you love the cabal coffers so much. The second that somebody's like, Scryfall random of the day, it's cabal coffers, or this would work with cabal coffers. Uh-oh, paging Davey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty much all of the like, Ayaras, Zircon Rads, and cabal coffers. Mm. I like, my tweets are firing over there.
Yeah, yeah. You're nonstop about these mono black queen over here.
Yes.
First person I thought of when I saw the new Gisa from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. Like, that's a Davey card right there. How long did it take before you started building that on Architect? Or
the second I saw the card. And, you know, I had a few people tagging me over on Twitter or sending me the card in DMs. And they were like, this is such a you card. And they're like, yeah, oh, my God. And I built it. And I also put it in my OG Gisa deck as well. And I'm just waiting on a few cards to have... the Yeehaw Gisa done and ready to play in paper.
Oh yeah. How many cards are you waiting on?
Just a couple. I think I have more than half of the deck just because I have so many black cards.
Yeah, you have so many mono black cards. Yeah. Yeah. You come prepared. We know.
I come prepared. It's more of the like the other zombie lords that I do not have because I only have one of each.
I see. I understand.
But yeah, other than that, it's and I have some other cards that I have been that people shared with me that are doing crimes, which is not entirely like killing all of your opponent's creature uh-huh. all the time, which is not the way I want to build the deck. But I have a few suggestions now that I can also add to the deck and try them out. Some criminal things.
I mean, technically, wearing glasses is a crime. Like,
yeah,
Urza's glasses.
Exactly. That's one of the latest recommendations I had. Yes, exactly. So I was like, oh, nice. And I think I have some glasses of Urza in my bulk. So.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I also do. You know why? Because I saw the card and I thought, this is hilarious. They picked this guy's glasses and thought, now hold on a second. We need this to be a card.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything special about his glasses? No.
No.
They're just regular glasses that, you know, improve his vision. Well, that's enough. His vision's so strong already. If he wears glasses, it could see through the backs of the cards. Now you can look at your opponent's hand.
So, you know, a funny thing that happened on my stream Saturday.
Which, tell us about your stream too, by the way.
So for those of you, we have just jumped into mono black cards because you know how we are. We talked about
easy,
black
peasy.
Cards. But we do have a stream over on Twitch and we play Commander with a bunch of lovely folks from the community. And we do our turns with Southern forces, just like this one. And it's
Goblin voices, it's the way to go.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, the way to go. And it's so much fun. We discover so much about everybody. All of these hidden talents and all of these hidden accents that people can do is just so much fun. So on that stream on Saturday, we have discovered that there is a lot of clothing in Magic the Gathering, like a lot of clothing cards, but there's no pants equipment.
There are no pants?
Yeah.
There
so no there's pants jackets, equipment? Hats, glasses, gloves, boots, but no pants.
Okay, well, that's pretty funny. I am thinking of Commander's Plate because is that like a full suit of armor? But I guess it's not. Is it? That's a full suit. You can't be like, that's pants.
That's a full suit. Yeah, there's no individual pants as from what I recall from the stream. There is individual parts of clothing, but there is no individual pants.
There's no pants. Hey, well, listen, I know some WotC employees might listen to this. And if you are, get a load of this. We're missing a key piece of an outfit. You need the pants. Don't take the pants away from us. We need them. Please.
We're just, let me we put need the pants pooing on my... life.
I mean, I have a Stranger Things kids deck. I've got Mike and Will. And or Wernog and Othelm. And I like the idea of being like, Will, put on pants. Will, you need to put... William, listen to me. You need to put on your... I paid two to equip them, Will. You're going to have to put them on. You need to put on your pants. But then again, what do the pants do that the boots don't accomplish, you know?
I know, but still, you got it.
It's an observation.
You make, like... You know, the river boots, like boots that you can go fishing in them.
Oh, yeah, like tall boots, overall boots.
Yeah, they're boots. They work for pants. So.
Honestly, if there was some sort of like flooded plain, that'd be a pretty fun idea, like a fly fishing expedition.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be really funny.
Just, what was it? In Amonkhet, they had that flood enchantment where it's like, if there's a flood counter on it, do this. If there isn't, do that. And it was like flooding and not flooding and all that stuff. Bounty of the Luxa, yeah. If I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fun idea.
So good. So good memory.
Look at me go, baby. I'm out here. I'm trying to, this is what my memory's stocked with. Ask me what I learned in class that, you know, 10 years ago or anything that might help me with finances, and I will tell you what? And,
buy more Cabal coffers. Me, that's what you're going to say.
Yeah. Finances are buy Cabal coffers, put them in a binder, make them look pretty, and then when it's time to sell them, you'll be like, ah, but please don't make me do this. Why would you do this?
No one.
So, Davey, what's your stream called? Because I don't think you mentioned the name of your stream. You said this is the stream that you run on your own, or is this the stream that you run with your significant other?
That's the stream I run on my own.
Okay.
But it's Davey's Locker.
Davey's Locker.
Yeah, because we do murder baptisms and then we send them in the locker.
Yeah, Davey Jones' Locker. They're locked away forever.
Yes, exactly.
And that's how you know it's the best place to catch your favorite streamers because they're stuck there. They can't leave.
Exactly. Well, you know, we signed a contract when you decided to come play on the show. It's written with your blood over there. You didn't see it. You need to read the fine print, you know.
They make you cast sign in blood and there's no choice. Yeah. It's done.
Exactly.
That's what you sign up for, the mono black experience. You got to get into it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I mean, you know what else is fun is that I don't know too many content creators in the Magic space that are in Quebec. And I think it's very fun that you and Neo are out in Quebec, and I'm also in Quebec. I'm Montreal. That counts. It's Anglo city that wishes it could be spared from some of the laws, but it's definitely still Quebec, and that I know because I have to deal with those laws.
Yes.
And it's fun to see that you and Neo are popping off and doing some stuff out there, and it's nice whenever some Canadians get some shine, but then You know, you'll see like Mr. Bevers is doing stuff at this con and this con. And I'm like, yeah, but Davey's doing this, and then Neil's doing the authors, and it's nice. We got some Quebec love over Quebec here.
Rep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I used to be like, look, Seb McKinnon's from Montreal, but I don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
You can Google. I don't need to Google. Anyway, but it's fun. How do you like being a Quebecois content creator for Magic the Gathering? What's the big deal for you like that?
Well, the funny thing to me is when, because on my stream, people can redeem that I do my turn in French and in Goblin Voice.
Nice.
And The funny thing is, I have not a single clue what the cards and the things are in French. So the
me neither.
So like haste, I don't know what it is in French. Or I learned that swamp is marais in French, and that you say bibliothèque for library. There is not another word, and I'm learning these things, the French words, as I go along, because I have no clue. And that's the funny thing about being French.
Exactly, mountain is montagne. You got forest, forêt. Island, ill, and then swamp. If you'd asked me before we talked, I'd be like, good question.
Yeah.
Let's Google a word together. Because I did not know that swamp was marais either.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Once you think about it now, it makes sense, but it's not like where your brain goes when you think about it. And like, I think plains is plain, so
I think so too.
Makes
a lot more sense.
But
what's fun is when you hear, like, you're reading a card, like, let's say a spoiler happens or a preview comes out and it's from a French channel. We got some French pals out in Europe and they're like, hey, we got that preview card, or like, you know what I mean? And they're excited about it and they post it in French, or like whatever publication, they have it in French, and you're like, vol. Quand ce créature attaque, si elle n'est pas engagée là, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Tapped is engagé.
Oh,
you're
like,
engaged? Oh, God. And then what's fun is when words are translated from English to other languages and you're like, this is the shortest possible word in English. And then it's like 9 different syllables in French.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
What I also like is reading the card in French and then seeing the translation in English. And I'm like, I know it's a fan translation, but it's not always super accurate either.
Yeah. What's also fun is there are a lot of like French card names translated directly from English without thinking about what they might mean otherwise. Like, you know, we're Seedborn Muse, for example. Seedborn Muse, we don't think twice about what it could mean. But Musée Né des Graines, I understand that graine is seed in French. It is technically the translation, but une graine is slang for... Yeah, so it's like you read that for the first time, you're like, wait a second, is Magic talking about what I think it is right now?
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, they just had a cycle of these lava born, you know, dream born, seed born.
Oh no,
what does that mean in French?
Well,
when a mommy muse and a daddy muse love each other very much,
they make a seedborn muse.
French is fun. I love speaking French. I love when people know that like we speak French, and we'll like, I remember when we went to Commander Sealed last year, and it's coming up, by the way. I don't know if this episode comes out before or after the one that happens this year, but if it's before, get your tickets, and if it's after, keep an eye out and get your tickets for the next one. We had times where we shared an Airbnb with like you and Neo and Mr. Bevers and Chris the Commander Mechanic and Proxy. Fun house.
Yes.
My buddy Eric too. Just like a nice crew of people. But every now and then I'd catch myself talking to you and Neo in French, and I'd be like, oh, this is very nice for me because I don't get to speak French in America a lot. But man, I think Chris might not be stoked about not being able to understand this part of the conversation.
Yeah, that's the I think that's the funny thing of being bilingual in a huge environment of people who speak only one language. And that's a conversation I have often with people on my channel who are like, because sometimes, you know, the brain is, you know, when you, the brain is weird, speaking two languages is hard, and sometimes words don't come out. And and it's just like, oh my God, this would be so much easier if I could say that in French. Or
agreed. Yeah. It's like, it's this weird thing that happens where you're like, I know I'm fluent in both these languages. I pass every test to be absolutely fluent in these languages. But at this very moment, I simply cannot think of the word for mare in English. Like, what is that? You know, it's fun when it's a word that feels like it should be like immediately the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, I can't remember the word for cat. It's sha. You're like, oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Versus like, I forget the word for today in French. Today. What's today? And you're like, oh, today. Short word. Two syllables. T-O-D-A-Y. The word day is in it. Today. Today. What's that in French? Oh, aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui with eight extra letters and an apostrophe in the middle somewhere.
Yep.
It's not the easiest language. French but
is
I love
wild.
It.
French is
it is wild. Uh-oh, sorry, Ken.
Oh, sorry,
you gotta bleep that one. Whoopsie. But yeah, you know what else is wild? You gotta tell me why you called in here, buddy. I know you're not calling just to catch up. You called the line to tell us maybe about a pet peeve, maybe a story, maybe a little something from Davey's locker that you gotta unlock and open up and say, hey now, Mikey, I need your advice. What's going on? What's got you calling us today?
So, you know, I am very much a mono black player, you know, so I'm used to being the mean guy at the table, you know. But look, can we talk about white for a second?
Oh, so this is a pet peeve episode, isn't it? We're talking about a pet peeve.
Yes.
Oh, Davey's got to talk about white.
My God.
Let's hear it, Davey. I'm all snaps. I'm snapping my fingers. Let's do it.
I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion as a player, as a person. But am I the only one who doesn't have fun when I play against white decks or even playing white decks also?
Okay. Tell me more. Tell me why. Oh, there's a dog behind you.
Yeah, there's a dog. It's Aussie.
Oh, I've seen Aussie plenty. Look at this angel.
Look at this big
baby.
Yeah,
he's blurry because of Zoom, but otherwise.
Oh, yeah. He's the mascot. He's our mascot.
Yeah, big time. Big time. So you don't like playing white, whether it's playing with or playing against it.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
There's a lot of it tied to Elesh Norn.
Oh, that's okay.
Look, okay. All the forms of Elesh Norns, okay? All of them. Every Elesh Norn. It started with the Grand Cenobite.
Right? The one that I have on my wall right here.
Oh, yeah. That lady. Very pretty. Honestly, we love the mom. But, Jesus Christ. I kid you not, I had to play in a pod with three of my buddies, and I had to kill three Elesh Norns that game before I could start playing. There were three Elesh Norns in that single
Grand Cenobite?
Yes.
Oh my God. Each giving your stuff -6/-6.
Yeah.
And I guess effectively the other ones are -4/-4.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's wild.
That was
too much.
That's probably the breaking point where I was like, white. And I'm sorry again, Ken.
Okay, so white is main. So it feels like we're targeting Elesh Norn more so than white.
Well, it's
what about white and its play patterns that you're like, this is, I dislike this, because you're talking to somebody who does like a lot of white.
Yes, I
black
know.
Black is my favorite color. Black, 100%, hands down,
yeah.
Favorite color. Easy, no question. I did a count, Davey. I'm not even kidding. I did a count of my decks the other day. I have 4 non-black decks out of 30-something. All my other decks have black in
love
them.
Love it. Love it.
I have one I have one deck in the steady rotation right now that is not does not have black, and I think it's my Jeskai Brash Taunters deck that you've seen. You saw that dumb one happen.
Yes, I did. I saw that one. Well, I'm not a huge fan of control, for sure.
Right.
But I think it's more all of the Aven Mind Sensor. The other guy that says that you can't play your commander, basically.
Dranith Magistrate.
Dranith Magistrate. All the things that make your center tapped.
Blind obedience.
Blind obedience.
Authority of the consoles.
There's a dinosaur also that does that.
Yeah, Hushwing Griff. There's Old Tech Honor Guard. Thalia. Yeah, I get it. Thalia. I understand.
Oh,
yeah, of course, as a fan of geese, as you dislike Thalia.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of sense. I understand where you're coming from, but it does sound more like you hate stacks.
Maybe.
It feels like you, I think you don't dislike, what other cards, what are some cards in white that you don't like, but don't fall under this? Like, I understand why you don't like Elishnor and Mother of Machines. It's basically a Panharmonicon for them. And a Torpor Orb for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you like that, right? It's not fun for your board, right?
Exactly.
But, like, if you're playing against something like God Eternal Oketra, whenever they cast a creature spell, they get a 4/4 zombie.
This one isn't too bad, because it makes zombies, you know? This one is not too bad, because it makes...
See, that's why I picked that one.
It makes zombies.
I appeal to you.
But, you know, Audric is something that is... Ugh, I don't know. Either the Master Tactician or the other one that makes all of your stuff, like, have the keywords.
Yeah, Lunark Marshall.
Our
Master Tactician getting shine in this conversation
yes.
is pretty funny to me.
Well, because
I never see him. Because
it's like, oh, you can't block now. Like, yeah. What's the point of me keeping all of these zombies as blockers if you're going to decide that I don't want to block?
Yeah, I mean, then now you gotta attack with them, you know. Now you gotta attack, and you get the focus on one person, and that person is Audric's player.
That person's the white player for sure.
The crackback. Again, I'm a big fan of white. I love Sun Titan effects. I think those are fun.
It depends what you do with the Sun Titan effects.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to fish out a Winter Orb that you just destroyed. Like, I'm not off to do that. But, you know, Sun Titan gets me back my, you know, Morbid Opportunist or my Phyrexian Altar.
Yes.
My Grim Haruspex. All these black cards that I love playing are brought back by Sun Titan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me see. I guess I see what you're saying. White does house, like, a lot of white's power is in its ability to slow things down.
Yeah.
And that is kind of frowned upon. Not kind of, big time frowned upon in, like, casual settings where people are like, I want to do my deck thing. And then white is like, for you to do your deck thing, you need to slow it down because my deck thing takes a long time to set up. So blind obedience, anyone? And you're like, I swear to God, oh boy.
I'm also not a huge fan of angels. And I know that's going to rub some people off the wrong way. But all of
Why is
the,
that?
I don't know. It. Like, I've angels have been prominent in Magic forever. My first brush off with an angel was Avacyn, and I was just what the... What? And it always drops too soon. Like, always. It's not on turn 8 this goes onto the battlefield. Sometimes it's just being cheated out freaking early, and you're like, now I need to find an exile to remove that.
Yeah, but, well, Commander... Commander has gotten sped up.
Yes.
Dockside Extortionist, I'm looking at you. And not for nothing, in an Orzhov deck, Cabal Coffers and an Urborg gets Avacyn out quicker, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I am not the huge fan of all the angels. They have been more popular with Giada now out.
Totally.
But
super
all of
popular
the
Giada.
Gimmicky of getting more angels and pumping them and gaining life. And I don't know. It feels bland and boring to me.
You find it boring. Okay,
yeah.
I get it. I understand that totally. I built a mono white deck once because I was like, I'm going to just see how it goes. I was like, this is going to be mono white Linden from Throne of Eldraine. Yeah, yeah. The white, whenever you attack with a white creature, gain one life. You know, that one, which I could have done. Patron of the Kitsune, which is whenever anybody attacks, you gain a life for that many creatures. Anybody attacks. Okay, great. I'll take it, you know? But I wanted Linden, and I thought it was fun. White is a fun cost. Turned it into Daxos, even. Mm-hmm. Just a really big blocker to deal with the fact that I'm going to get crackback for all the tokens I'm making. Just mm-hmm. a little weenies running around and just making tokens. And you know what? I played it 3 times, and I had to take it apart because I was either just not able to do the thing because I didn't want to do any of the stack stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Either I wasn't doing the thing, or I was just kind of bored with it. It was a lot of life gain, a lot of tracking that life gain, and then just swinging out. And it's not my play style either. But what I'm realizing is that the way you feel about white, I kind of just feel about green. Green is like a color that I don't identify with.
I feel you.
You know?
I feel yeah. It's so it kind of feels like, well, green is Watsy's little favorite child. Let's just play it out like that. And before all of the new waves of new products and new things, green was big stompy. It was doing big stompy things. It was super boring. Yep. And now it's green draws cards, green controls, green reanimates, green does everything that all of the other colors do even better. And it's just like, why? Stop it.
Why? Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Just go back to being dinosaurs.
I think there's a lot more subtlety to what you're saying, but it's the same frustration that I do feel about green, where it feels like it's easy mode. Ooh. And in the last little bit, I've been trying to force myself to build a little bit more green, and I've been looking at like Henzi from Nuka Penna Commander, and like I built my Mike and Will deck, the Stranger Things deck, just as a, you know, it was the first pairing that I felt drawn to, like, and it's an Abzan thing. I thought that was cool. The Necro Bloom coming in Modern Horizons 3 looks interesting, and Gitrog and Thalia look fun. But again, when it comes to the green part of thing, I'm like, I feel like I want to minimize this because I'm less interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bummer because green is deep. Green has a lot going on that is very, very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of like a little bit less power, but when the things come together, they work really well, you know?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, I hear what you're saying about white. I fear similarly about another color. But now it's making me think, we both so clearly picked black as our favorite. Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the rest of that ranking looks like. So if we've got black at the top, white at the bottom for Davey, what do we got in between? What's number two for
Number
Davey?
Two for me is red. I like the explosiveness of red. Mm-hmm. I like everything that red does, the artifacts, the impulsive draw, the shenanigans, the fire. I think it works really, really well with black, mm-hmm. which is probably one of the reasons why I have had a Rakdos deck in my roster ever since I started playing Magic. As with a black deck, of course. But I
ask me how many Rakdos decks I have going right now.
I don't know how many.
That are built at the moment? Yeah. Only three.
Only
that are
three, okay. Built,
that are being built right now. Rakdos the Muscle, Vile Smasher, Gleeful Grenadier, Mishra Claimed by Gix.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one that I really like, but I'm blanking on at the moment. But that's 4 Rakdos decks that are in my Architect files just getting tinkered with every day versus the Prosper, Anya, and, of course, Lizolda the Blood Witch decks that I have that aren't going anywhere, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So Rakdos has my heart, too. Trust me, I'm with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. I really like also all the different things you can do with Rakdos, with the color pairing, which is something that I haven't really got that itch and seen that with Golgari or Zov decks, which is if I'm gonna brew a deck, of course it's gonna have black in it.
Right.
And honestly, all of the new Ragdos commanders that come out, they all scratch an itch in my brain. I'm like, oh, that could be so much fun, and I could do this, and then you look at Orzhov or Golgari for me, and it's just like, whoa, it all does the same thing.
That's the criticism I get about Rakdos too. A lot of people think Rakdos does, and you know what? I remembered Ayara, Widow of the Realm.
Yeah.
The Rakdos Ayara is the other one that I was thinking of.
Oh yeah.
But the what I hear from people is that Rakdos is just like the same thing. Things die, whatever. It's like, I just named the three Rakdos commanders I have built right now. They are so different from each other. Mm-hmm. They do such different things. Yes. It's going to come down to a strategy of, like, you're getting pinged for low damage when stuff dies. Great. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how Magic can be sometimes, and that's my preferred way of playing. But even comparing Lizolda the Blood Witch Aristocrats deck versus Rakdos the Muscle, Rakdos wants high CMC stuff, high mana value stuff. And Lizolda wants it to be multicolored, mm-hmm. to completely capitalize on it. There's so much happening in Rakdos, and I think it gets a bad rap. But I do understand what you mean by Golgari and Orzhov not kind of scratching an itch, because sometimes I'll look at Golgari and I'm like, oh, this is a little samey. Mm-hmm. This is the graveyard dance, but without the zhuzh, the extra, like, ha. Uh-huh. You know, I used to play Marin of Clan Nel'Toth, and I was like, every game is the same. Everything feels, you know, and that's not...
You can't play your Marin deck, because, you know, you drop Marin in a pot and people are on your skin, Andy.
I'm talking about 2015. That thing took apart in 2017 because nobody let her stick around.
Oh, yeah.
But Marin was one of those cards. And then, of course, I love Orzhov. I don't understand. I know that you hate white, but I think Orzhov is just so interesting. I think Orzhov... Again, less than Rakdos, because Orzhov has less kind of subtlety between the commanders. It's often a lot of creatures do things and then they die. And, like, that's fine. That's fine. But I think that Orzhov is still kind of spicy. I like it a lot. But I'm interesting because you didn't mention black-blue. You didn't mention Dimir at all.
It's my middle. So it's a...
Blue is your middle?
Blue is middle. The reason is because I really like Mill. And one of the things in blue is, like, there's like two parts of blue. There's Counterspells deck, which I freaking hate.
Not for me.
And there's Mill. And that scratches a nice little itch in my brain.
I have to agree. I think that Mill is... I have a Mill deck. Do you have a Mill deck I guess?
I have a Sakashima Tormod Garuda Companion deck.
Oh, wow. That's fun. Yeah. Tormod's an interesting... Yeah, I like that. I have a Una Queen of the Fae Mono Blue Mill deck.
Ooh.
So, there's a... Yes, there's like one card or two cards in there that are black, but they are technically black because it's the Ashiok from War of the Spark and Dire Undercurrents. They can be played for just blue.
Yes. You know? Just like Garuda.
yeah, exactly. So that said, like, Mill is a fun thing to have in blue, you know, so I like that quite a bit. I understand that inclination. But I guess what I'm trying to find right now is I'm trying to see how black and white complement each other, because we're talking about how white is your pet peeve in Commander.
Yeah.
In the context of this...
It is also a pet peeve. It's grown also that people have challenged themselves to make me play white and make me build white. And I've tried. It's not that I have entered the Magic sphere and I was like, okay, I play mono black until I die. No, I tried so many different kind of decks. I played white and I didn't like it. I realized that it's a strategy that I do not like to play. It feels boring to me. If I build white, because I have built the Yeehaw Olivia deck. It's Rakdos Pirates.
Yeah, the Mardu one. Yeah, Rakdos Pirates, with a splash of white.
There's like three white cards in the whole deck. Uh-huh. I think it includes the commander. And it's
including Olivia, and I'm guessing you kept Vihan, the backup commander, too, in there.
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't. Ooh. I built it even before seeing the precon, actually. Because I was pirates are outlaws. I want the pirate deck. It's going to be Rakdos Pirates. There we go.
Rakdos Pirates, why not? And then you have like two white cards. What are they? Smothering Tithe and...
I don't know if I put Smothering Tithe in here. Let me pull up my Moxfield list because it's been a minute since I looked at this. Because I'm not a huge fan of Smothering Tithe either.
Yeah, I mean, there are some cards that are very powerful that I kind of just refuse to play at this point. Smothering Tithe is in a couple of my decks, just like two of them, when it could be in many more. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is because I just don't like what it can do to a game. I don't appreciate it.
Well, the thing that I don't like is that if you have everyone at the table does their part to not make the Smothering mm-hmm. Tithe player go off and have 1 million treasures. And then there's that one player who's like, no, I'm going to draw 1,500 cards and they're going to get all of their treasures. And it's just like, well, all right. Well,
there's that. And then there's also like, even if you do pay your tithe, even if you do pay it, you are significantly behind. You're paying 2 per 1 on a draw. It's just not a great feeling. And I don't like that. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like it. But it is what it is. It's a powerful card. In some strategies, it definitely should see play. Like, I don't run it in my Mike and Will Abzan deck that's all about making a bunch of artifacts and sacrificing them for Marionette Master procs, mm-hmm. right? But that's also like, it would be the perfect card for it. No one would be mad at me for having it. I mean, they would groan when it hits the table, but you can't be upset, you know? But I don't want that for me.
So, you know, the white card I have is Brina the Demagogue.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fun one.
And I think I have an anointed procession because you make treasures.
Tokens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. The rest is Rakdos Pirates.
That's it wild. Is funny. Your dislike for white is that you have one mono white card in your three color deck that includes white. That's a hell of a pet peeve. Here's the thing. We're going to have to discuss this when we hang up. I'm going to have to chat with Solani and Morgan about this. And we're going to have to decide whether or not you're the bolus based on your disdain for white.
Maybe.
And maybe. But the thing is, who are you hurting with your hate for white? You know what I mean?
I mean,
what would make you a villain in this? You are hurting yourself by narrowing your card pool. And you kind of already, like, you see white, you're like, oh, I don't like it.
Yes. However, like, if you're going to play against me and you're playing a white deck, it's like, I'm not going to murder you just because you play white, you know? I'm a grown adult. I, like, it's okay. But I'm not going to play white. I don't like it. I tried. And it's not working out for me.
You heard it here, folks. Davey's not going to murder you if you play white. You know what I mean? You won't get murdered.
You won't get murdered. I'm not gonna target you turn one in a game because you're playing white. You know, it's gonna be fine, but I'm not personally, it's not one of my things that I like. So I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna and put myself through that.
That's totally fair reason. I'll say it's gonna be an interesting chat with our pals on the other side of this call, but I think that is enough for us to get talking. Davey, why don't you tell everybody where to find you online, what to check out, and I want to add, if you're listening to this and you begin to follow Davey, as you should, don't start sending her white cards or making it a point to be like, Davey, you should brew the new White Legend that came out today or whenever this happens. Oh, let's go to Bloomboro where all the little critters are adorable and oh, they're all, they look at the little white guy. Let's send it to Davey to build.
Nah.
You know, don't do that. But follow Davey, follow the projects. Davey, where can people follow you?
You can find me on Twitch or Twitter at Davey F. Jones. If you like one video per 3 months, you can follow me on TikTok, also at Davey F. Jones. But mostly, if you like Silly Voice, if you like Mono Black, because, you know, we're going to play Mono Black on our channel, follow me on Twitch and hang out with us and hear all of the Silly Voices and all of the French.
There we go. Get on Davey's Twitch for all the silly voices and all the French. Make sure you follow on Twitter and all that stuff. And we're going to cut back to Solani and Morgan in the booth. Thank you for calling, Davey. Davey the heckin' murder queen calling in to talk about some heat. I'll tell you what. Thank you so much for calling in, Davey. I'm so glad you did. We're going to have to decide whether or not you are, in fact, the bolus. But before we get into it, Morgan, remind the folks at home what our voting system is, please. And I think they'll get it. I think they're smart. We've gotten some flack from our listeners being like, you guys know we understand the voting system, right? And I'm like, sometimes jokes are hard, but also we should probably not pretend you're so dumb.
Yeah, it's a ranked choice system. We vote yes or no with the one or two, and if the first one gets a plurality of the votes, that one is elected president and will make all of the choices for whether or not that person is the bolcast. Now, speaking of that, I think that
I love how we asked Morgan to do this and you were like, and now use words that Mike wants to fight over.
Well, see, this just kind of proves your point as to, I think a lot of our listeners, maybe they kind of want to try to project a little bit. And, you know, you want to understand because it's hard. We get it. It's math. It's science. It's a bunch of peer reviewed things that are, you know, difficult even for me to understand at times. So that just goes to show Solani doesn't even understand it, which is why I'm here to provide a little bit of clarity because he's about like halfway right.
Just Solani probably like rolled his eyes at the bit that he didn't understand it. Hold on, I need to call that out. You made a joke about him not understanding it, and Solani rolled his eyes like, I understand it.
And see,
guys, I don't like to bring this up. I don't like to humble brag, but I got a 35 on the ACT. I know what I'm talking about.
I don't have any concept for whether or not that's good or bad. I don't know what the f- that means.
It's like a
ACT?
It's like a high school exam that you take to make colleges think you're better at things than you are.
And is it out of 35?
It's actually out of 36. So
oh, so you really
good.
Were bragging?
Well, that no, I was humble bragging because the idea is that it would be so stupid to bring up your ACT if you're like a 30-year-old man. It's like putting your
but
GPA
30,
on, the,
so
on your resume
to.
After you've had like one or two jobs.
Look, when you have a GPA like mine, you talk about that forever. I'll tell you what, okay?
My I didn't GPA even graduate like high school, 70. So that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. I got my GED, and none of those words are in the Bible, so nobody is required to know what they mean. However, you are required to know how the voting system
understand.
Works, which
Let's
is...
Let's go, Morgan, with the
thusly,
segue. Let's go.
Thusly. All right, so it starts off as Solani and I voting. Each one of us have a vote that counts for a singular point, and then...
Awesome.
Unfortunately, or not, it goes to Carosa, and his vote is worth 3 points. So we tally those up. We see who has the bigger number. Person with the bigger number, that becomes the deciding factor as to whether or not somebody is or is not the bolus.
All right. And now you know. Let's get into it, Morgan. Tell us, what's Davey really saying here?
So Davey wants to know, am I the bolus for hating white?
Damn, what a wild, like, it is so funny. We've
that was the
never
nice way of putting
this question.
It. That was the PG way.
Davey used less color, like, some more colorful language for it. But, like, am I the bolus for hating white? For hating a single color. I think we could open it up to that. Am I the bolus for hating it? Okay, who wants to go first? Morgan, Solani, digital rock, paper, scissors, or who's going to let who go first?
Digital Wooberg.
Digital Wooberg? What does that What's even that mean?
Michael, you go first. Morgan, that made no sense. Michael, you're
Oh,
up.
No.
Your privileges have been revoked.
Okay, so, well, first of all, like, hopefully
Wait,
Ken
I
can
said
save
Michael's
me from
up.
This. Ken can save me from this. Of the both of you not knowing what Wooberg is? This is an entirely separate topic that we're going to need to talk about.
For rock, paper, scissors?
Wooberg.
Yeah, okay.
White, blue, black,
red, green.
Wooberg.
And sometimes why?
Yeah, but how does that replace... Nice. How does that replace rock, paper, scissors is what we're saying.
It would have been funnier if you understood it. It's okay if you don't. I realize you guys are just poser magic players. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm a true goth.
I just learned today.
I'll have you know.
Michael, talk about the thing we're talking about, please.
Listen, I would have worn my bulletproof vest to this recording if I knew how many shots would be fired in my general direction during this entire interview, okay? That was ridiculous. All of the reasons that were given as to why white is a terrible color are actually all of the reasons why white is a great color. It's the one thing that keeps all of your guys' collective avarice in check, you know? Things entering tapped. Things can't attack on the first turn anyway, unless you're cheating. So, like, why would it matter if it enters tapped? It's ridiculous. Things costing more. You're cheating it out anyway. Don't give me that excuse, you know?
Wow.
Wiping the board. Very efficient removal. The game needs to be slowed down so that it just doesn't become a gigantic value-filled solitaire fest. You know? We're not playing Nerts here. We're playing Magic the Gathering. And I want to interact with other people. Nerts is just four-player solitaire. If you didn't know what that...
I've never heard of this.
So it's like free. It's like free on Steam. When you get it, someone says Nerts. Just like... Anyway. What I'm saying is, white
is
a great color.
The world is so much more vast than I ever gave it credit for. What a wild, wild world. There's so much going on out there. I don't understand how you contain so much of it, and yet I haven't heard of most. That's so crazy.
Look, if you...
Go ahead.
I'm going to say the bolus here. Absolutely. And if you guys say not the bolus, well, in the course of human events... It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. That's what's going to happen to you guys right now. So you've got to agree with me.
I understand what that means. That's a weird thread.
It's the Declaration of Independence, Mike, and I'm declaring myself independent from your guys'...
I'm fucking Canadian! I'm Canadian!
Didn't you declare independence from Britain, too, at some point?
Yeah, but we didn't have the Declaration of Independence. We were kind of like, hey, Queen, we're kind of sick of being part of this, and she was like, okay, you guys can be over there.
Don't like 67 countries celebrate independence from Britain? It's like the world's most common thing.
No, we're still part of the
thing.
Commonwealth. We're okay, still part of the Commonwealth. We have the Queen on our money. We didn't really have
What is your piece of paper called, Carosa?
Huh? What piece of paper?
We have the Constitution. Like, what is your piece of paper?
I think the treaty or something. I don't know.
And you call yourself an expert on being able to tell if white is good for the format. I spit at you, sir.
We have our own constitution. We have the constitution as well, but we, you know, you hear the constitution so much coming. We have the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. That much I know, but
that
I don't
seems
think
legit.
That, you know, we have a constitution.
And
I'm
before
down for
I
that.
Sign off, before I sign off on this argument, I would like to point out that this is a bullish vote only for the color white. If you hate any other color, that's fine. But if you hate white, you are the bolus. That is my 100% fact, not opinion, of what it is. Context does not matter in this situation.
Wow. The context Oof. King over here.
There's a lot of strong, heavy words in that conversation. And I just want to...
Morgan, you're up.
I just want to bring us back to the conversation that Carosa and Davey had about Elesh Norn, Mother of Machines. Like, if we want to go, like, specifically, like, the nitty-gritty as to why Davey had a very emotional reaction to white as a color, Elesh Norn is probably the epitome of that. Why?
I think she mentioned Grand Cenobite, for the big one. The first one she talked about was Grand Cenobite, the one that anthems everything.
So, regardless of which Elishnorn you pick between Cenobite and actually. Mother of Machines, they both kind of embody that really rough part of white that is hard to play around, is also known as stacks in the Magic community. So if we're talking about slowing things down, like Solani said, virtue, grace, incredible, believe it, trust, I like it. I want the games to not be so intense. But looking at Grand Cenobite, right? Card from originally from New Phyrexia.
Mm-hmm.
She costs 5 white, vigilance. Other creatures you control get +2/+2. Creatures your opponents control get -2/-2. So that already sets you up. My poor squirrels aren't going to survive without another anthem effect on my side. And that sucks for me. So I can't play the game. That makes me extra, extra slow. That makes me extra, extra not able to play the game, because I don't think there's an anthem in this deck that I would have to add something in, like post precon, to be able to play against Grand Cenobite, right? So that's really tough. Staxy effect. Mother of Machines for white also has vigilance. If a permanent entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
And
this is always the tough thing with a white card. Anytime there's an and, it's going to be something difficult.
Yeah.
Permanents entering the battlefield don't cause abilities of permanents your opponents control to trigger.
Yeah.
So
God forbid we force someone to play a sorcery for something to happen.
We stack and stack and stack and stacks. I'm an Esper girl, so part of my personal identity is white. But do I think Davey is the bolus for disliking white, specifically because of something like Elishnorn or any other kind of staxy card? No, I can't.
Okay.
Because I don't like it either.
So here's where I land on this. I understand why Davey dislikes white, but as somebody who plays a fair bit of white, I get it. I understand. I also don't understand. White is the closest to black out of all the colors. White does reanimation. White likes making a lot of things and, you know, getting any value out of it. White to me is the closest to black. It makes no sense. You know, it's very clearly an enemy color. They're not known for working well together. But in my world, an Orzhov deck, sign me up. Okay, I think white has a lot to offer, and unfortunately, a lot of that offer comes at a cost of social faux pas. People don't like slowing down. People don't like having their board wiped. People don't like, you know, having to jump a hurdle to get their game plan back online. But also, unfortunately for them, that's what ends up making a game more interesting in the long run. Because, like, if you find a way to clear that obstacle and then get your plan back online, don't you feel like a genius? You know what I mean? I think that hating white isn't the answer. I don't think, like, it's fair to hate white. I don't think it's fair to hate any color, really, except for green. There's a lot to hate about green. It's easy. But I also hate having my spells countered, like in blue. I hate having things taken away from me, like in black or red. I hate getting my face beaten. I hate the stacks effects. But I also love the flip sides of all those colors. Like, it's just the game wouldn't be the game with one of those colors missing. So I don't think you're the bolus for having a preference. But if we're like treating this like, hey, white specifically out of all these colors is the mean one that needs to get its, like, it rocked and get itself to get, like, yeah, okay, I think you might be wrong in this instance. White has been held back so much by the fact that it can't dig its heels into its best qualities. Like socially, we're like, oh, Armageddon, don't play Armageddon. It's like, yeah, well, if I've got a win out of it, I'm gonna play Armageddon. That's a great idea, you know. And right deck, it's a great idea. But white also has Farewell, which I think should burn. So you know, there's a lot to hate in white. There's a lot to like in white, and there is nothing else to say about it. But like, if a color was missing, we wouldn't have the same game. Should we add another color? Now, that's a different question. I say yes. Anyway, point is, not the bolus for disliking a color. But if you're like, hey, we should get rid of a color, you're the bolus. So in this case, not the bolus because Davey just hates a color. That's all there is to it. But Michael can feel personally attacked all he wants and separate himself, emancipate himself from whatever in the Decla four
you'll,
score
you'll be hearing
7
my,
years ago.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers. This is
how many
be...
you got on tap? Are you one of these disposable income IT guys over here?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I could just go hiring lawyers willy-nilly.
Well, okay, so you gotta vet them and everything. Anyway, point is, not the bolus because you hate a color. But I'll say, if I hate so many things that happen in the game, all right? And that's fair. I love a lot of stuff in the game. I hate so much. I played a game last night where a guy almost exclusively countered all my spells. I was playing my Rakdos deck that's like exclusively high CMC and not really a threat. The one guy was playing a life gain deck and was getting way ahead, had a Felidar Sovereign in play. This other guy just kept countering my stuff. Okay, just because it costs a lot, it doesn't make it scary. Anyway, he won with an Insurrection after I used a sneak attack and kept my permanents around. So, you know.
So it was your fault.
Hey, it was my fault for playing my things. You know what I mean? I didn't even get to use. Anyway.
You know, if there was a white deck, you wouldn't get to play your things. And you could have won that game.
I wouldn't have been able to win that game. Because I kept getting my shit countered. I don't know. Did you listen to any of that? I said I kept getting my stuff countered the whole time.
No, the joke, Mike, was that I said something so outrageously dumb that you shouldn't have given it any pause at all.
But we're having a discussion, and I want to treat you like serious.
Well, that's your first mistake.
There we go. Anyway, not the bolus, Davey. Thanks for calling in. I think it'd be fun to do a little game called Mary F*** Kill, but we do it with the colors. We can't say F***. Sorry, Ken. There's a lot of F*** happening in this episode. There it is again.
Mary Nut Kill.
God.
Come on, squirrels. I mean, we were talking about it at the beginning.
Squirrels, yeah.
No, I get it. It's, yeah. I can't think of a better... Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. All right. I can't think of a better one. Should we just do a ranking the colors like this? That's all there... It's just a ranking
fine.
Of the colors.
Let's rank the colors okay, and see well, which well, one I of guess... you is the bolus for not putting okay. white in first.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then I guess you go first. Go ahead, Solani.
Oh, it's real easy. White, blue, black, green, red.
Oh, God. Gee, ugh. Okay. Morgan, what
do
you, about
do you?
You
not like? Do you need me to justify it?
No, I don't care.
It says enough. Just that. It's just like how you introduce yourself at Commander Sealed. Yeah. Like that will weed out certain types of people for you. But for me,
hi, my name is Michael. I write for Commander's Herald, and my favorite colors in order are white, blue, black, green, red. And then, smash cut to me sitting in prison.
Yeah, jail.
I just said my favorite colors. Why am I here?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say them again, and then we take you to special extra jail.
Yeah.
Morgan, what about you? What's your ranking?
So my ranking is going to be black, blue, white, green, red.
Okay.
Normal
again,
ranking.
Unbelievable.
No,
unbelievable ranking. Crazy ranking.
Yeah,
absurd. Absolutely nutters.
It's the best one.
Wow.
Here comes Mike putting red in first, right. Then saying red 3 more times.
Right. I think that's what we're after right now.
Have you heard me speak at all about Magic: The Gathering? Black, top tier, untouchable. I mentioned it in the conversation with Davey. Black, top. No, I have so many commander decks. I have so few of them that have no black. All of them. I should not keep buying Urborg, Tomb of Yawgmoth.
True black player.
There's no reason. Black.
But if you were to continue buying it, you'd buy it on Cardsphere, right? Get your cards here.
Because I'm going to get it the least expensive I could possibly get it, and it's going to come right to me, and I'm going to even forget about it. And then it'll
be
like a
little
surprise.
It's going to be chopped in half, water damaged.
No, I do want a damage copy. I think they're so fun when they're damaged. I love a damage card. Anyway, black, top of the list. Don't even start. Don't even start. And I want to say red and white are a toss-up for me in second place. I think it goes red, white. So black, red, white. But red and white could be interchangeable. Then blue, then green. Easily. Without any question.
Why do we all hate green? Someone explain that to me.
Why do we all hate green?
Who doesn't?
Because it's
who likes
easy.
Green?
It's simple.
Actually.
It's simple.
Green is like the kid's color. Like, I want the dinosaur that's 200. It doesn't have trample, inexplicably.
Morgan, you can't talk shit about dinosaurs.
Yeah,
if you do, you're
going to
get so many people mad at us. It's going to be insane.
We're the next podcast after Humans of Magic to get fucking railed away.
I mean, I guess so. Listen,
oh, controversies. You're afraid of it?
Let me preface this with I believe in dinosaurs, and I believe that Earth is billions of years old. So I can say I don't like dinosaurs, but black is
the best. In the context of game.
Yeah.
Easy.
There's dinosaurs in black. Tetsamok.
Yeah.
Rotsaur.
Rotted Registaur.
There's got to be like a third one somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's out
totally.
There. Somebody's out there.
Mike, if you can name us a third black dinosaur without Scryfalling it right now, I will give you $50.
Okay, well, give me $50. let's see. Hold on. Without black dinosaur. What's that one from the Jurassic Park thing? Spitting. I don't know the name of it. It's Spitting Somethingosaur.
Spitting something a sore.
Hold on, I'm trying to let me get there. Let me
I see T-Rex, it. I see
T-Rex
it. Let me know
Indomitable.
When you want to. Let me know when you want to know.
There's the Jund one, there's the one that's Sultai that does ability words, T-Rex, the Indomitable, something or other.
It is spitting. Spitting is the first clue.
Spitting, but it's like spitting Velociraptor. It's not Velociraptor.
No. Nope.
I have Canopy. There's also Canopy. Oh my god, Canopy Raptors. Or something.
There's Death Corona. Space Godzilla Death Corona.
Heck yeah.
Which you can't say because that was that got censored out of existence because of COVID-19. I'm going to spend my $50 on drugs instead. Anyway, we should wrap this episode up, don't you think, Mike?
Well, no, but I'm still trying to think this through. You put a thing, you're going to give me $50 when I see you.
I'll just take you to dinner or buy you drugs.
No, I want my
$50. I'm taking us to dinner.
You're
the $50
taking
is separate. Yes.
I'm thinking.
Do you want another clue?
Would be a dinosaur. Snapdax would be a dinosaur because Red had dinosaurs in Ikoria.
Well, but Snapdax is not mono black, though, so that doesn't count.
No, I don't need it to be mono black because the other things I was reaching for weren't mono black. The spitting dinosaur was. That I know.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
Hey, Morgan, remember that card, Frilly Pterodactyl?
Frilly Pterodactyl.
Yeah, it was in the Jurassic Park Aftermath boosters. You know, it had flying, it was a 2-2 for 4. When it dealt combat damage to a player, they had to give me $50.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going Snapdax Apex of the Hunt. Snapdax, and I'm looking it up now. I'm going to look up Snapdax to see if he's a dinosaur.
Damn it, it is a dinosaur. It is a dinosaur cat... Do I legitimately
really,
owe you $50?
Hell
really
yeah, you do. You put that money where your mouth is, dude.
Snapdax?
You submitted.
Ken, do me a favor. Cut out the vast majority of Mike waffling and just make it seem like he immediately jumped
got
to
it.
Snapdax.
Immediately Snapdax.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Because really,
this is unbearable to listen to, I think.
Yeah.
To the whole thing. But yeah, I definitely have to pick Snapdax right away. And then look at me go. $50 richer.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh that's God. The episode, everybody. What'd you have to say before we get out of here?
I said it only took about 5 minutes on the clock. So honestly, that's pretty good. That's like a 10-minute each minute. Yeah.
$10 a minute. American, no less. I'll take it. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us at Am I the Bowlcast on Twitter. You can find me at Mike Carrozza, MikeCarrozza on Twitter and Instagram. You can check out the link tree for all dates and details. This comes out. I'll be in Denver for High Plains Comedy Festival the weekend of September 18th through the 21st. So that's a Wednesday through the, you know, there we go. You just find me online. Don't forget to subscribe to Am I the Bowlcast if you're not already. And leave a nice review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Tell a friend. Come on out. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Michael, where can people find you?
People can find me at gamesfreaksa.info. Those are the letters sa.info.
Gorgeous. Morgan Sanchez, where can people find you?
I am on the website that is still currently known as Twitter, @IndigoGentleman.
Yep. And there we go, everybody. That does it for the Bowlcast this week. Tune in 2 weeks for another episode. And don't forget to friggin' get your cards on Cardsphere. Get your cards here, baby. All right. I didn't have a sign off, so I did the sponsor thing again.